You're listening to a WebYeshiva.org podcast. Visit www.webyeshiva.org to take part in our fully interactive online yeshiva. Visit blog.webyeshiva.org for more free downloadable Torah content.
Hello, this is Ilana Goldstein-Sachs of Web Yeshiva with this week's Midrash of the Week podcast. Often in Midrash, one finds certain motifs which repeat themselves in different forms in a variety of different Midrashim. This can be a certain idea or a part of the Midrashic storyline. We already saw some examples of this in previous podcasts, right? Such as, for example, the two Midrashim which we looked at in which B'nai Israel are found underneath, literally, Har Sinai. Right? The motif of the people being under the mountain appeared in both Midrashim. Although the Midrashim themselves are different, right? They each use the motif in a different way. Another example are the two Midrashim that we looked at in which the tree and Marah was said to be Torah. The Midrashim were not identical, right? And we discussed the differences between them, but that motif was the same, right? That the tree equals Torah was the same in both of them. Today I'd like to look at a different type of repeating motif. In this case, a play on words that appears in a number of different sources, both Midrashic and also pre-Midrashic, right, in Tanakh as well. And I want to look at a number of examples of this play on words and try to understand why it is found so much in Midrash and what it means. So in honor of the upcoming holiday of Tu B'Shvat, the planned words that we're going to look at has to do with the word etz, tree. A few weeks ago, right, as I just mentioned, we saw those midrashim in which the Torah is likened to a tree. And today I want to start with a source in which a person is compared to a tree. And this is found in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Tedvav Amud Aleph. Rava Amar, and again, these sources are always found on the website of Web Yeshiva for those who are interested in seeing it inside. Rava Amar, Iyov b'yamei miraglim haya. Right? This is a discussion of when the person Iyov lived. K'tiv hacha, ish haya be'eretz utz Iyov shemo. Uch'tiv hatam, Hayesh Ba'it. Right, so Rava suggested that Iyov lived during the time of the Miraglim, during the time of the spies. And he quotes that at the beginning of the book of Iyov, it says that Iyov came from a place called Utz. And in the story of the Miraglim, when Moshe is asking the spies to find out all sorts of information, one of the things that he says is Hayesh Ba'it. Is there an Etz there? Right, so Midami. So the Gemara asks, like, oh, so what's the connection? Hacha Utz, Hata Etz, Hatam Etz. There it says Utz. Here it says Etz. You know, what's your point, Rava? The Gemara basically is asking. Hachika Amar Lehu Moshe Yisrael. So he explains it this way. Moshe said the following to Yisrael. Yeshno Leoto Adam Shishnotav Arokot Ke'etz Umegen Al Daro Ke'etz. Right? There's this man whose life is long like that of a tree, and he protects his generation like a tree. And so this is part of the famous discussion in the Gemara as to when Iyo lived, or actually whether or not he lived at all. So Rava suggests, as I said, that he lived in the time of the Miraglim. And this is based on that pasuk, right, when Moshe says, he asks, Hayesh ba'etz. The Midrash's assumption is that the etz in question is not actually a tree, but rather it is a person. And this is probably based on a couple of things. Number one, that the Moshe's question is phrased in such an odd way. Hayesh ba'etz, is there a tree, singular, as opposed to say Hayesh ba'etzim, are there trees, right? So that's like fertile ground for Midrash to try to understand it in a less typical way. It also probably is connected to the fact that later on in the story, Kalev says about the people living in the land, Sar tzila me'alehem, their shade, meaning their protection, has left them. Right, so there you have some sort of protection leaving them, but the word for protection is shade, so this leads the Midrash, again, this is fertile ground for Midrash, to say that whatever it is that's protecting them is something like a tree, right? Hence the etz at the beginning of the story. And the Midrash, they link this tree to Iyov, you know, because he was a tzaddik, right? He was one of in Tanakh, he's one of the quintessential tzaddikim. He had a long life like a tree, and of course there's this nice connection between the fact that he hearkens from a place called Utz, and the fact that this pasuk is talking about some sort of etz. right? So what we see here is some sort of assumption that a tzaddik who can protect, right? In this case, in the time period of the Meraglim, is like an etz. Now, this connection between trees and tzaddikim, right, is found in other sources, right? Pre-midrashic, right? We see this all over Tanakh. In Tehillim, Tzadi Bet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the famous Pasuk, Tzadik Hatamai Frach Ke'erez Balvanon Yiske, right, that a tzaddik is compared to a palm tree and to a cedar tree. In Mishle Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed, we have a Pasuk Pri Tzadik, right, the fruit of a tzaddik, probably meaning his actions or the product of his actions, Etz Chaim, is like a living tree. Another famous source in Yirmiyahu and Perek Yud Zayin, right? You have the famous pasuk, Baruch HaGever Sheiftach BaHashem VaHaya Hashem Yiftacho, right? The person who relies on Hashem is compared to a vibrant fruit yielding tree who grows by the water. And another similar comparison, right, to that in Yirmiyahu is found in Tehillim Perek Aleph, the first mizmor of Tehillim, right, where it says, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzat reshaim, u v'derech chata'im lo amad v'moshav etzim lo yashav. Right? It praises the person who does not go according to the etza of the reshaim. Ki im b'torat Hashem chevto v'torato yegei yom v'layla. Right? Rather than follow the etza of the reshaim, this person follows Torat Hashem, desires Torat Hashem. Such a person, v'haya ke'etz shatul al palgei mayim. Right? He's like a tree living by the water. Right, who always gives off fruit, etc. Right, later on in the Mizmor, this person is referred to explicitly as a tzaddik. Right, so here the person who does not follow the advice of the Rishaim, right, but rather desires Torat Hashem, this person is called a tzaddik. Right, again, and is compared to a tree, an etz. Right, and what one cannot help notice in this Mizmor, a play on words. And this is the play on words that I referred to at the beginning of the podcast, between the word etz, tree, and etza, right? Advice from atzat reshaim. The one who avoids the etza of the reshaim, right, and presumably follows the etza of Torat Hashem, he or she is like an etz. Now, this simply might be good poetry, right? The Mishorer of Tehillim Aleph is happily using similar sounding words in order to express a nice idea. However, right, this play on words is found in a number of midrashic and post midrashic sources. And in fact, I think that if you think of almost any story in Tanakh where a tree plays a major role in the story, chances are you will find a midrash which uses this play on words. So, for example, in Midrash Mishle, right, there's a midrash on some psukim. In Sefer Mishle, it's actually the same section of Mishle which talks about the pasuk that I quoted earlier, Pri Tzadik Etz Chaim, and it says the following. First, let's read the pasukim from Mishle, Mishle Perek Yud Aleph. Socher Tov Yivakesh Ratzon V'Doresh Ra'a Tivoeno. This is the main idea in the midrash. He who earnestly seeks what is good pursues what is pleasing. Right. In other words, if you seek out good, if you pursue good, then you will find good. You will find that which is pleasing. He who is bent on evil, right? The one who pursues evil, however, he upon him it shall come. Right? He will find evil for himself. And then the psukim go on. Ocher beito yinchal ruach ve'eved avir lechacham lev. And pasuk lamed and lamed aleph, more important for our midrash. Pri tzadik etz chayim velokeach nefashot chacham. Right, this is the pasuk we quoted earlier. Who makes trouble? The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life. Right, so again, the connection between a tree and a tzaddik. A wise man captivates people. If the righteous on earth get the deserts, how much more the wicked man and the sinner? Right, that again, there's some sort of reward and punishment for those who deserve each of them. The midrash says on these psukim, v'doresh ra'at tivoenu, right? The one who pursues evil, the evil will come upon him. Zeh haman harasha, right? This is talking about Haman, the evil Haman, Shahaya Doresh Ra'a al Mordechai v'nehefcha alav. He sought out evil for Mordechai, and it ended up coming to him v'nehefcha alav. Right? We always say about the Purim story v'nehafochu. Makti v'charav botech boshro hu yipol. Right. Right. So they base this on another idea about Haman being wealthy. We're not going to go into that right now. V'cha'ale tzadikim yifrachu, right? But the tzadikim, on the other hand, in this case being Mordechai, will flourish like foliage, like leaves, right? So again, tzadik being compared to a tree. Haman harasha minayin sheshama la'atzat ishto v'nafal. Where do we see that Haman listened to the, in this case, evil advice, etzah, of his wife, and that led to his downfall? Shene'emar, v'tomer lo zeresh ishto v'cholo avav ya'asu etz. Right? The pasuk says that his wife and all of the other people who were there with him, with her, advised him to make an etz. That was their advice. Amar Rabbi Levi, milameit shehayu kulan be'etzah achat. Right? From the pasuk, where it says that they all said to him to make an etz, to make an etz for Mordechai. This teaches us they were be'etzachat. They all were saying the same advice. Amad baboker ledaber b'ra'ato al Mordechai lifnei Achashverosh. The next morning he got up to speak badly about Mordechai to Achashverosh. Kevan she'amad lifnei Achashverosh amar lo ba utzaodi bi hayom besuda. Achashverosh said to him, come and you will come in and feast with me at the feast. Amar harasha b'libo, k'shani yoshev lifnei ha'melech besuda, ani omer litlot et Mordechai al ha'etz. So Haman said, I'll take that opportunity when I'm dining with the king to advise that he hang Mordechai on the tree. Mishiva uto ruach ha'kodesh v'omeret lo rasha, tashuv machshavatecha al roshecha, v'chein na'aseh lo sh'nemar v'itlu et Haman al ha'etz asher hechin l'Mordechai. Right, so here we have Haman HaRasha, right, gets this etzah, which turns out to be rather bad etzah, bad advice from his wife, right? And what is the etzah? The etz to make a tree, gallows for Mordechai, and this ends up coming back to bite him, right? He's the one who ends up being hung upon that etz, right? So we have here this idea of following the atzat rishaim, right, versus following etzat tova, right? And in the end, it's the rasha who ends up suffering, and the Mordechai, right, who is the tzaddik, who ends up flourishing like a tree, right? A lot of play is going on between etzah and etz. Another example comes from the same story that we looked at a couple of weeks ago, the story of Mara in Sefer Shemot, which is actually this week's parasha. This is a midrash, and I say midrash in quotes because it's not strictly a midrash. Midrash HaNe'elam is not strictly a midrashic source, but it is written in midrashic style, right? And in some cases, it's based on pre-existing midrashic sources. So I don't know for sure this is the case here, but nevertheless, what the source is doing here is clearly so similar to what we saw, for example, in the midrash on Mishlei. So in this source, it says that when Moshe, right, just to remind you, right, the people get to Marah and the water is bitter and they don't have what to drink, and Moshe cries out to Hashem. And Hashem says to him, Moshe, hare lecha etza beze. You already have been given advice regarding this. Hashlech hamateh etzlam. Bechule, right? Throw your mateh into the water. Hahu dichtiv vayoreu Hashem etz bechule. Right? And this is what it says, that Hashem showed him, or literally taught him, a tree. Right, so here, according to this source, the tree that Moshe throws into the water is his mateh, his wooden staff. And how does he know to do that? Because Hashem says to him, "Hare lecha etzabezeh, you have been given advice on this already," right? Meaning in the past when the mateh was used to do miracles. So here the etzah, or the etz, is the etzah, right? The previous advice that Hashem had given him. Now, you might recall from the previous podcast, for those who would listen to it, as I tried to emphasize when I was telling the story, that it said, when it says that Hashem showed him the etz in the story, the word vayorehu is used, right? It doesn't say that he showed him the tree, rather he taught him the tree, right? And this fits in very nicely with this source as well, right? Hashem taught him, right? Advised him as to what to do, right? So in this case, the etz is aligned with atzat Hashem, right? The good advice that should be followed, right? As opposed to, like in other sources, the bad advice of the Rasha, such as the advice of Zeresh to Haman, right? So again, we see the play between etzah and etz. Another famous tree, right? That is connected to in this case, bad advice, right? Is etz hadat, right? According to Avot de Rabbi Natan, right, which you can look at the source on your own, which is also included on the website. When this snake wanted to cause the downfall of mankind by tricking him into eating the tree, right, it says Natal Nachash Harasha Etza Bilibo. Right, the Nachash, the snake, took the evil snake, right, the Nachash Harasha took a Etza Bilibo. Right, he took advice into his heart. Right, and then he proceeded to trick Chava into eating from Etz Hadat. Right, so once again, you have Etza, in this case Etza Ra'ah, being aligned with an Etz, with a tree. Now this is where the fun begins. Now we don't have time in this context to really develop this fully, but one begins to sense how midrashim and midrashic ideas are interconnected. In this last source that we just looked at, the evil advice of the snake causes Chava and Adam to eat from Etz Hadat, right, which leads to death, which leads to something bad, right? But recall that the other tree of Gan Eden was, of course, Etz HaChayim, right? And if you recall the Midrash that we learned on the story of Marah, the Midrash there said that the tree that Moshe was taught by Hashem was Torah, right? And the proof text, the pasuk brought to prove this, right? The Torah is a tree, right? Is Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Ba. Now there, the pasuk is not talking about the Eitz Chaim, right, from Gan Eden, right? But there are other midrashim in which suggest that the tree that Moshe threw into the water to make it sweet was the capital T Eitz Chaim from Gan Eden. Right, related, of course, also is the idea we saw in Tehillim Aleph, that the person who follows the Torah, which is the opposite of Atzat Rishaim, is compared to an Etz. So we have sources which speak of Atzat Hashem, the Etz HaChayim, that provides, that creates sweet water, right, or the tree that lives by water. We have sources that seek, which speak of the Atzat HaNachash HaRasha, which lead to eating from Etz Hadat, right, to man's downfall, right? Now, I realize I'm going through these sources very quickly, but this is just to entice you, right, to play with these sources. Right? All of these sources inform each other, enrich each other. Now, this is not to say, I should emphasize this, that Midrash is one big corpus all written by the same person. It's not, right? But many of the Midrashim were aware of ideas, of other Midrashic ideas that were like floating around out there. And as such, the body of the Midrash is an organic being, right, that branches out in many different connected directions, very much actually like a tree, if we can go back to that image. And so while much of these connections are very hard to prove, they're very interesting to play with, right, to try to figure out or to think about at least, in what way are these ideas connected to each other? In what way are we meant to try to build these different midrashim together? And all this, right, to bring our podcast today full circle, brings us back to Iyov, right? Why is he the etz of that pasuk, or why is he the tzaddik that the midrash is claiming that tree in the pasuk in the story of the Meraglim is? So, in addition to his being a tzaddik, right, which already connected him to the tree, as we saw. We also know, right, that according to yet another midrash, right, Iyov is known for being a yoetz, right, shlosha hayu The Midrash says, Ba'ota etza, Bil'am Oyev Yitro. Right, that these three people, Bil'am Oyev, Iyov and Yitro, were the three advisors of Paro. Now, it's true that this Midrash goes on to explain that in this particular instance, Iyov withheld his advice, and that's why he kind of gets punished in the story of Iyov. But nevertheless, he is seen as a Yoetz, one who gives Etzah. One wonders if this is also a play on the fact that he is from the land of Utz. But nevertheless, right, the pieces now all fit in together, right? We have Iyov, who is the tzaddik, who is the etz, who is the yoetz, the one who gives etzah. So perhaps again we have all of these three things coming together in order to understand that original midrash that we looked at, right? Why is Iyov specifically the etz, which would be able to protect the people of the land, right? So what is the midrash doing here, right? They're not giving a real etymology lesson, right? Etz and etzah, to the best of my knowledge, are not actually related words, right? But it uses the play on words as a springboard to express a truth about good and bad advice, about evil and righteous people, right? That the righteous and their advice are like trees that have deep roots, that have far-reaching branches, sweet fruit, right? And that they have a pure source from which they draw life, right? Rotten people, on the other hand, or snakes, depending on the midrash, will end up dried up and fruitless, right? Like the advice that they give, and like the person who chooses to follow their advice. So the Midrash uses this clever play on words in different ways, in different contexts, over and over again to express an idea which, first of all, helps us understand the particular context in which the idea is found, right? The story of the Marah, the Purim story, the story of Gan Eden, the character of Iyov, but also to teach us a general lesson, right, that applies to life outside of these stories as well. So I'm wishing all of you a Tu Bishvat Sameach and a week of fruitful learning.